Introduction. From one fearful person to another. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56, verse 3. What if I told you that your problem with fear isn't that you are too afraid, but that you aren't afraid enough? And what if I told you that your goal isn't to become fearless? I'll bet that you and I could fill this with a list of our fears. Fears about the future, fears about our health, jobs, and families, fear about inadequacy and failure, or maybe success, fears about how much fear itself seems to affect our decisions, plans, and growth in the Christian life, and fears about what God thinks about our fears. I'm not coming from a place of having totally figured this out and wanting to impart my secrets to you here. But as a fellow Christian who is fighting the good fight alongside you. Fears color my thoughts on a daily basis. Will my daughter and I be safe today as we're out and about? What if someone breaks into our house tonight? What if my Lyme disease comes back? We all have lingering fears that we can't seem to shake. And then there are more acute fears connected to circumstances. What if our plane is hijacked? What news will the doctor deliver today? What if my boss tells me I'm fired? What if? The what ifs are never ending. The enemy of our souls uses fear as a killjoy and peace stealer, blinding us to what is ours in Jesus Christ. And I am convinced that the methods we often employ to deal with our fears are unrealistic and powerless to help us. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book. What this book won't do. When it comes to fear, there are a few qualifications we should make. First, we cannot deal with fear simply by choosing fearlessness. Often, we look within ourselves for strength and bravery, or we look to self-help experts who tell us to look within ourselves. But the trouble with this is that we are the problem. Looking within ourselves for a solution to fear is like a drowning swimmer trying to scrounge up more energy when what they need is rescue. Self-help is a powerless method of dealing with fear. Second, our ultimate goal in fighting fear is not to become fearless, but to know and love and fear the one who empowers us in the fight. The Christian life certainly includes the benefits and blessings of walking with Jesus, such as the power to fight fear. But it's knowing Jesus that is our primary aim. When fearlessness is our aim, it's easy for us to see Him as a means to this end, as some kind of divine self-help expert who can aid us in reaching our goals. Instead, in our fight against fear, our ultimate goal is to know and love and fear Jesus. We'll focus on this goal throughout the book. Third, fighting our fears is a process that tends to happen gradually. Yes, Jesus has completely broken fear's power. But this does not mean that fear is no longer a problem for those who have faith in Him. Has Jesus defeated sin and the devil? No doubt. And can Jesus do an astounding and dramatic work in our souls to free us from certain fears? Absolutely. But the issue remains that Christians live in a now but not yet reality. And while sin's power is indeed broken, its presence is ongoing. Sanctification, transformation.